yeah, and I think invariably there are different times in the relationship when one of you is more tired or more stressed or needs more support than the other person. And as long as the other person reciprocates and you share some of that out. You know, when people are going through parents, my dad bereavement, yeah. things like that. So and Pete was very supportive on that. Mm. Quite early on in our relationship, I had a slipped disc, so I was in a lot of pain for about 9-10 months. And Pete washed up every single day, every single night he washed up. We didn't have a dishwasher at that point. So, you know, I really appreciate that.
Him taking the lion's share domestically.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I even mentioned him. I made a speech at my wedding and I said it in my speech that he's not a fair weather friend. He's pretty willing to support. Yeah. I suppose that's part of the wedding vows that you say, isn't it?
Yeah, so. I think it is. Support each other equally. Yeah, I think there are certain areas that it's really important to be equal, and I think teamwork is really critical, actually.
Mm. Must be even more so if you've got children.
Absolutely. You can't be you can't be doing it as a favour for the other person. You've got to be working together and supporting each other equally, like, I don't know, two horses harnessed into the same plough, so you're not pulling off in a different direction, but pulling together equally in the same direction on a good straight course. I think that's really important.
And so how long have you been married?
22 years. We've been married 22, we've been together 25. So it is a long time. And I think a lot of things have changed, but those fundamental value system issues, I think, were there at the beginning and they've stayed the same. And certainly when you have kids, those things are tested. You know, friends of mine, I see the tension in a relationship just over the parenting.
Yes.
Just because they have different goals and ideals for the children.
Yeah, and that can
be really tough. Really tough. And then I guess at the end when they've left, you've still got to have enough in common with each other at the end that you still want to be together, and your relationship wasn't only built around your children. That's another danger. So we've got that coming up with an 18-year-old who's going to be off to university. So, yeah.
There are lots of different stages, aren't there?
There are. I think the ability to challenge everything as well is really important, and at times when things aren't great, to be able to say, well, you know, I need this to change, and what do you need me to change in order for us to keep pulling together and moving forwards, not just stagnating.
Yes.
I think another area for me is just being balanced in terms of, I'm not sure how to describe this, but in terms of your independence, I don't want a relationship where I'm unable to see my friends and unable to follow my own interests. And I have friends who are like that. They're not actually able to do their own thing because their husband's constantly texting them or phone, where are you, what time are you coming home, or they resent the fact that, you know, she's out having fun with her friends, having a meal or pursuing a hobby, and I couldn't stand that sort of a relationship. So I think we're quite compatible that way.
Yeah,
you know, I might get one text or a phone call in the day, how's your day going, and that's it. I don't get bugged constantly with, you know.
Might feel that someone's a bit needy otherwise.
Yeah, I can't do needy blokes.
No, that's, so, that's fair enough.
Yes, so yeah. I think we're quite independent.
I think when I first moved in with Pete, he did sometimes ask me, where are you going? When I was going upstairs. And sometimes I just thought, God, can
you
I just
really
go
want
upstairs?
To know I'm going to the bathroom?
Exactly. I think it took a while for us to find our groove.
Yeah, it does take a while.
Yeah. And to work out, you know, how best to live together and how to get on and stuff. But yeah, I value my independence as well. I think we're probably both independent women, so I'm the same as you. I'd like to be able to go out and do stuff and not have somebody. I found the only time, I suppose, was right at the beginning of the relationship, and I think possibly, you know, it was when we first moved in, it was difficult. We both found it quite stressful, and I think Pete hadn't ever he'd never lived with anyone apart from people who were tenants in his home, in his flat. So he wasn't.
Did he treat you like the tenant?
No, but I think he was just worried, I think, that I would sort of just take over too much and take over his And maybe possibly he might admit that might be a little bit controlling, and he didn't want that.
Yeah.
So it took some time.
You have to carve out your roles, don't you?
Yeah. So that took some time, and I also think, looking back on that, because that was the first 3 months, and even though it was really difficult and I found it really stressful, I knew that it would get better. I knew there was light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. So I think during that period it was quite tough.
Well, if you know that the fundamentals of the relationship are good
and you still love
and you're
that
compatible
person,
in all the in
even
the right
driving
ways
up the wall.
yeah you can sort of get through the rocky stuff.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes you don't actually, you're annoyed with a person, or you perhaps during that day don't like that person,
yeah,
because they've annoyed you, but you still love them and you wouldn't want the relationship to end, but you're just annoyed with them.
And then you have to decide whether you're going to do what I tend to do too much, or probably, which is want to talk through everything. You know, let's have this out now. Or just walk away from it and let it simmer and then go, you know, fizzle out, which is what Andy tends to prefer. Just leave it alone, you know, we'll come back to it tomorrow. And I just want to
thrash it out
me now.
Too. Just get it over and done with.
Maybe that's a female thing, I don't know.
I prefer to just get it over and done with and move on. And then often we have started to say, let's just agree to disagree. I think you were like this, you think I was like this, and we just disagree.
Yeah.
And I think when you have that, you have the first time you have one of those kind of arguments where you actually don't, it doesn't get resolved, no one apologises, but you just agree that both of you perhaps did something that wasn't great, then that was quite refreshing to me, because I just thought, oh well, yeah, we can still carry on and it doesn't all crumble.
No,
but
exactly.
You just, anyway, it's starting to sound a bit like Relate or something, isn't it? Marriage counselling. But yeah, that was refreshing, because I think up until then one or the other of us had said, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry about what happened. But I think, or maybe as a female, I might have been the one to say I'm sorry all the time, but I think when I the first time I stood my ground and just said, look, you might say that, but I think this, and that's just how it was, and we just disagree, don't we? It was a misunderstanding, we disagree.
I think communication is a big issue, and you know, it's always startling to me how, not just between men and women, but between humans, our ability to miscommunicate is huge, actually. You know, we speak the same language, but I can say one thing to you and you can hear something completely different. And that certainly happens in a relationship. And that's a toughie. Sometimes
it is tough.
You need
and
to
I can't imagine if, you know, Pete and I are both English. Okay, I'm half Austrian, but I'm essentially
English,
yes. But if you don't have that common language and you don't have the common culture, it must be even
really
more difficult.
Tough. Yeah, you've got to be very forgiving, very patient. And I'm not. Yes. I think especially if you've, as we both have, lost a parent, you know, you inherit things that were precious to your parents, and even if you're careful not to let them fill the house and you put them in a special cupboard or something, when they get called clutter, it can be a trigger point for a very, very big row. So, yeah, don't go there. I promised to marry you. I didn't promise that you would, you know, I'd let you have complete say over everything I own in my life.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah. I think probably for us, one of the things I find hardest, when I make decisions about whatever it is, big or small, I tend to just then move on. Decisions made. If it's the wrong one, it was the wrong one, never mind. I just move on. I get quick closure on it. And Andy doesn't do that. He will go back over and over and over something. And even months or years later, he'll be looking for signs that he made the right decision about, I don't know, what mortgage we took out in 1989 or whatever it was.
Right.
Was that the right decision? Like, doesn't matter, it's 2000 and whatever, we've moved on. So that drives me a bit crazy, because he wants to analyse it and go over it and review it, and I just don't see the point. So often I just walk away from that, say, well, you sit and chew that one over, I've got other things to do. And I think he gets frustrated with that, so that's probably an annoying habit from me, that I won't do that sort of post-mortem on everything we decide. But it also annoys me hugely that he just won't move on and let things go. because I think that's destructive and negative and backward looking.
Yeah.
So that's quite an issue for us sometimes.